Blog Talk Radio.
Spitting like that, yo. What's that sound coming from the back? That's fat.
Rappers who be banging like that. And what's that lyrical spitter on the track? That's fat. Passages who spitting like that. Yo, what's that
sound? Oh, yeah. Banging like that. Banging like that. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful day? Hey, hey. You're listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes here with your host, Globy Pope in the house, Derek Tucker, and the lifter, uplifter, Dr. Philip Dukes in the house. What's going on, everybody?
What's up? What's up? Look, we're banging like that. Yes.
And I have AC, and I'm banging.
Okay, Philip Dukes. We can hear you a little bit, but we know you're saying something. Just a bag of peppercorn in the house. How's everybody doing? I ain't seen a. What were you saying? Are you here today, sister?
Yeah, I'm here. How's everybody doing? That's good. Wonderful.
Quick
it's
show.
All good. It's all good. We're doing all right.
Well, we're good. You said it four times. But I know you're doing all right. Mm-hmm. Listen.
In spite of, I'm doing all right. I'm a little light in the pocket right now, but I'm okay.
Oh my goodness! We're gonna have
to pray. It's gonna get better. Sister Peppercorn, throw them alone, Sister Peppercorn. I know you got them big bucks.
Now you all up in my pocket. You all don't know about me. You don't know nothing about me. You don't know what I'm going through.
Girl, you've been stashing money for years.
Because you just don't know if my pockets is low, too. What about my pockets is low?
We'll
come up out. You're the one to uplift some money.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Go and throw them out by 2500. You know, see them through the thing, girl.
Well, you know, my pockets are a little low, but, you know, well, first of all, I have to wish my mother a very happy birthday. She turns 60 on
Tuesday. Oh, happy birthday,
wow.
Mother Tucker.
Happy birthday, Mom.
So that's why all my money went. So, you know, Mama.
I can say happy birthday to her.
We got to open up with prayer first. Mr. D, open up.
Well, in spite of my situation. No, I'm just joking. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to minister to your people over the airways, that we may uplift someone that's down with, that we may be able to mend some broken hearts, and that we may bring joy to those who listen, and we do not take it for granted, and we count it an honor and privilege to be a minister to your people. Thank you. Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Look, you pray harder when you're broke. You pray harder when you're broke, see.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's to that.
Your prayer should break some windows in.
Okay. Come on, talk to me. I say, Bishop, talk to me. Say, you cry out when you're broke.
You sure enough do, dog. You pray with a different timbre, as old folks say. Yes, sir.
You start.
What?
Yes.
Well, look here. Y'all just talking. Y'all just rambling. Listen, we got some technical difficulties in the house today. Block Talk Radio got some technical difficulties.
We ain't studying no technical difficulties.
Oh yeah, well I know you ain't studying no. You know he from the country. We ain't difficulties, but right now we musically they're having some technical difficulties. I played one song. I got one more to go, so. Other than that, we run it. We're just going to run what we do. Mr. D, got news for the day right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Let's run that news right now.
Okay, my news for the day is, you know, we've had some storms over the last couple of weeks. And my question is, how many of y'all done got saved because of the storm?
So you want them to call in with that answer?
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
How many of y'all?
He wants you to call in with that answer, 347-677-0645. Call in with that information. He wants to know how many of y'all got saved during the Hurricane Irma.
Because that's
what we're going to talk about today anyway.
See, y'all go with me on this. See, how many of y'all thought y'all saw your car float by your house and said, "Lord, I need you"? How many saw that alligator float up on your porch? And you cried out to God after you got through cussing. Oh my God.
Ooh.
Now you're wrong. I was hoping the barbecue grill was still dry.
See, Bishop, after you spend about 4 days in darkness with your power being out, when that light come on, now understand what the writer said about the marvelous light. See, you go 4 days in the dark,
oh,
the light gonna be marvelous when it comes to
home. Yes, sir.
So
even the atheists will start giving God praise.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Lord.
Yes. So.
I don't know nothing about that now.
So when he brought me out of, so you got to think about being without power and being in the dark or living in the dark. But when you come into the light, or when you lay in there and your lights just come back on, and you hear the AC come back on, you see the TV come back on, you hear the microwave start beeping, you know, your refrigerator come on because you done, your ice cream done melted over the last 3-4 days. You thinking somebody?
Yeah, all he think about is just fool. Y'all don't understand. The man haven't been to seminary school, so y'all got to excuse him. He talking about, you know, crazy, you know, stuff that ain't, you know, accurate.
But really, y'all, think about it. Okay, so we posed a question. What would have to happen? Now, they told a lot of these folks you need to evacuate, leave town, do what you got to do, get up out of there. What would it take for you to leave?
There's probably some money.
Mm-hmm.
But money not going to really do you any good if you ain't got nowhere to spend it. And the storm is getting ready.
That's true, too.
Everybody done closed down.
And most people ain't got no money because if the storm coming, you want to leave 3 days before it hit.
So, you know, for those that don't have it, let's just say, you know, I think about myself, you know, I just need to buy necessities. You know, I told my wife, I said, look, they told us to get out of here. And they started, you know, water started getting 4-5 feet high. I said, look, we jump in the car and go about 3-4 towns over and just sleep in the car, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby.
See,
that's when the 12-word psalm become a reality.
Right. See, that's going to be a whole lot more comfortable than you trying to climb up on the roof and lay up there, watching everybody float,
mm-hmm.
you know, down the street. That's just me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's just you. Yeah, that's you too. That's what I say. He done lost it. He done went, ooh,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what y'all going to do. Y'all better do something about Mr. T. We're going to go and pray, though. We're going to pray at the end of this. Can we pray at the end of this?
But you notice these storms are increasing in intensity, and Jesus said in the book of Matthew that this was going to happen. He said it.
He said it was going to happen, but you know, I came home one day and the pipe bust and the water in my house was 6 inches high. I mean, we went to a hotel for about a week. So what do you think I'm going to do water get 6 feet high?
I'm telling you. I'll tell you what, but if Category 5 hurricane, I know it's coming through here, and I'm watching them spaghetti models, I'm going to call all the church members and let's have a prayer meeting because Pastor will be in Kentucky.
Look, and prayer will be short.
Yes, sir.
Y'all see what y'all going to do?
Look, that's probably short. They'd be like, Lord, protect us as we leave here. Goodbye.
Matter of fact, I'll be on the road talking to them.
So, you know, my question.
It's so important.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about Irma. Yes, we do. We want to talk about Irma.
and what went forth, and what created Irma? Who created Irma, and why was Irma created?
Irma, bad girl.
Can anybody tell me that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of the preachers are saying the hurricane did so much damage because of sin.
Yeah, what about the typhoon in the Philippines?
Right, that's my that's you know, I was kind of inclined to disagree with that. I mean, you know.
They
hyper-spiritualized, though. You know, you rain on the just as well as unjust. So, you mean...
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just thought about something, y'all. You know, this was because of sin, if they say that's true. Well, when they were brutalizing the slaves and beating them and treating them with unjust wages and kidnapping them, that should have been tornadoes all over America.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that was true. Because truth is truth across the board.
Amen.
There could have been tornadoes, tsunamis, stuff you couldn't explain all over the country. If that
you know, people say stuff just to scare you. Uh-huh, yeah, the hurricane came because of sin. You need to get yourself right with God. Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
That's right. And sin seems like offering to break the back of this weather. Those spirits in the atmosphere created his brother. So you see, he's offering.
And you know, something wrong him up. Something definitely wrong.
Bind him up with a seed face offering. Kitty, I shot this. Bind him up.
So, right now, you can stop. You can sow away your storm.
That's what you say.
Sow away your storm.
That's right. That's right. Because we have been to Jerusalem. We have the water. We want to. You can order it, sprinkle it in the air. And when this water is released in the air, we got this water straight out of the River Jordan. It will manifest and cause the storm to shift. But you got to sow first. Get your storm oil, your storm water right now.
Look, I got some stuff called moon mist. Spray it on your forehead 3 times.
Yes, it's amazing what people will believe. It's amazing. But, you know, they have a spiritual with all this stuff, but these are natural occurring phenomena in weather. And then some of them do have some man-made consequences for what man has put in the atmosphere, too.
That's right.
Let's not forget that.
Global warming and all that old stuff.
Man. Yeah, the ozone depleting because of what men done put in the atmosphere. And folks forget about that ozone. They don't talk about it a lot. But the stuff with the toxins put in the atmosphere.
I had an article that was talking about, it was about eight. I'm just a raggedy here today. It seemed like everything just blotted out my screen, but they were talking about how the scientists mixed all the different stuff together and caused a lot of a chain reaction in the atmosphere. And I'm just saying that I hear a lot of noise. Who is this making the noise? I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm getting a lot of noise on my end, too, and y'all sound muffled, phone going in and out.
Okay. That probably just was me because I wasn't, like, directly in the mic. But D is making a lot of noise. Miss D?
Ain't me.
It's you because I'm going to mute you. When I mute you, it's you. Now. We were talking about the different ozone layer and all the different things that they say it was, that God did all of this to man because he's mad with man and all kind of foolishness. And they say how bad this God that we call ourselves serving is because he would cause hundreds of people to die and people to lose their homes and all these different kind of things, which is not so.
you looking at it wrong. Definitely looking at it wrong. Now, from what I understand, now I could be wrong now. This is just my opinion. The things that is put into the atmosphere can cause certain things to happen in the atmosphere. And then once it does trigger it, still going to be God. Everything that he created is going to be something that is going to, if he didn't do it and it's not going in the way it's supposed to be done, something is going to go wrong. Now, I just could be wrong. But what y'all think? I mean, I could be wrong. Miss D?
You could be wrong. You could be right. You know, every action have a reaction. So you put stuff in, whatever you put out there, you're coming back. Sometimes
you
come back.
That's all you gotta think about. And she's saying that the chain reaction in the atmosphere and the chemicals and the molecules and all this stuff. Oh, go on, Sister Vanessa, she got a little something going there. Now, I mean, I read everybody think I don't read, but I read. Now, if God didn't mean for it to go that way, and man decided he gonna do it his way because he wants to be God. You know, it's a lot of men on in this earth that wants to be God, and when they do stuff like that, then God said, "Oh, you want to be God? I'm gonna see if you can handle this right here."
Oh, okay, I see what you.
Well, you know,
well,
Sister Peppercorn, Sister Peppercorn, I say, you know, we try to say, I need think you need to take 4 of your best weeds and shoot them up into the atmosphere.
See, you want to play. But Bishop had to step away for a minute, but yeah, you want to play. What I'm trying to say is, what do you think? Do you think God actually did this, or do you think, man? Listeners, call in. Give me some input. Area code 347-677-0645. Give me some input in what you think. If you think God created this here hurricane to tear down everything, even though he has the power to create anything, and he can do it at any time, whenever he feel like it, because he is a sovereign God. Okay. Or did man start this here retroactive activity up there in the atmosphere? Just give me some. Tell me something. Somebody.
Well, I really say, you know, these are just natural, you know, catastrophes, just like you have hurricanes, you have tornadoes, you have, you know. And then they'll even let you know as far as this is the season for it. So it's not like you don't have an idea that it's coming. You know what I mean? So, hey, I mean, they got some stuff going on out there that we don't know about.
Okay. We got 7 minutes on this clock. Because today we are at a very tough technical difficulty at this time, and even some of our speakers are gone. So I think they're having some things going on, but there ain't nothing that can't be fixed. Next week it'll be a different day, different way. But we're going to be on here for another 7 minutes. So I want you all to call in, let me know what you think, if it was Hurricane with Hurricane Irma, was it God or man? What's in your repertoire on this right here? But anyway, I'm going to a song. Faith by faith, because you know we're going to have some faith. Right now, we need some faith.
Right.
something.
All you got to do is
now faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith also is a gift from God.
Bishop is back. We were talking about Irma and God or man. I asked people to call in. Okay, we had one person call in, but I'm telling you right now, calling in on 347-677-0645 and let us know what they think about the broadcast or what they think about the subject or what is going on in the atmosphere of gospel news and gospel music. Dr. Dukes, we're going to end this episode of Glorious Gospel Vibes for today because the technical difficulties are very technical, okay?
Yeah.
But we will be back.
Cutting up too.
Yes, we'll be back. I don't know what's going on. Something going on, but devil can't win. We got this. We still go on. We cannot be defeated. So we will see you back here next week, same time, same place, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We love you. See you back here next week. Got to do what we got.
Encourage everybody. Due to the storm, everybody know how to say it.
In our mouth, what we're talking about, taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone, and you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone.